Syria is provoking Israel. Egyptian Christians are bracing for more harassment. And when women break spiritual and cultural bondage first, whole villages change. We'll tell you what that's all about and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria and Israel exchanged mortar fire over the weekend. Today, there are Syrian tanks in the Golan Heights, and Israel's asking for help from the UN. The situation threatens to drag Israel into a raging conflict that could turn into a Mideast conflagration in an instant. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nuttleton notes,
there is a chance of believers sort of being caught in the crossfire. As the military situation escalates, the Christians there face the choice of, do we try to leave? Do we try to get to someplace safer? Do we just hunker down and try to wait it out?
Nuttleton says there's really not a lot of choices for Israelis who want to leave. They're surrounded by enemies. Believers have two responses. One is fear, the other is boldness.
It really can be a time of planting gospel seeds and harvesting as well. And we need to pray in that direction. We need to pray that there will be an openness, that there will be opportunities to share the gospel, and that when those opportunities come, Christians can be bold witnesses.
We turn next to Egypt, where Christians are coping with increasing amounts of harassment. Open Doors USA reports a group of Salafi Muslims recently disrupted work on a Coptic church's construction site for 24 hours. Contrary to proof, they insisted the church didn't have permits for construction. Believers are expecting more, so pray for them. Last week, Salafi Muslims demonstrated in Cairo's Tahrir Square to demand a prominent role for Islamic law in the new constitution. This is Mission Network News. Thousands of people are dying every day in Asia without knowing Christ. You can help change that. Gospel for Asia has national missionaries waiting to share the most incredible story ever told, but they lack the funding. For just $30 a month, you can make it possible. These men and women have already gone through 3 years of Bible school. They already know the language and culture and can make a difference almost immediately. Go to missionnetworknews.org to make a difference today. Meanwhile, what's in a name? Everything in India.
A name just represents your character and who you are, and most importantly, really represents the God's blessings on you, or in many cases, a curse.
Lindsay Ackerman with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says a name can also bear testimony for Jesus. One woman became a Christian through Mission India's literacy classes and changed her name to reflect her new faith. It changed her family, too.
Her husband's name was Krishna, which is another Hindu god, so they both were carrying names that had a strong meaning in their culture. But a few months ago, they were both baptized, and her name that she chose was Lydia, and her husband chose the name Emmanuel.
Over half of the women in India can't read or write, not even their own name.
The real issue in India is that women especially are not valued in their culture. Most families just don't send their girls to school.
For $30, you can send a woman back to school for a year. Find a link at missionnetworknews.org. And imagine introducing a people group to Jesus. What would they be like 50 years down the road? What would it be like to capture that reunion on film?
It was very exciting and moving just to be there to observe.
Matt Green with Pioneers USA produced a video called Never the Same. It shows the reunion of missionary Don Richardson and his sons with the Sawi tribe. Their full story is chronicled in a book called Peace Child, which has inspired many to enter the mission field. Green hopes this video will have the same effect.
The Sawi are not the last tribe to be reached. There are still other cultures globally that have yet to hear the gospel. Our hope is that people would be stimulated to imagine where God might want them.
Never the Same premieres today, and you can find a link to it at our website. Ask God about your role in the Great Commission, whether to pray, give, or go. Find opportunities for all of the above at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church and help MNN too? With your gift of any amount, MNN wants to give you One With Them wristbands for you and your family. The rubber, barbed wire-looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.